From Tidbits on September 22nd, 2008, this is the audio version of Stuff It Deluxe 2009 Keeps Evolving After 20 Years, written by Adam C. Angst. The world has changed over the last 20 years, but one constant for Mac users has been the premier compression and archiving software Stuff It Deluxe. Starting out life as shareware from teenage programmer Raymond Lau and riding along through multiple versions as its parent company, Aladdin Systems, became a loom and was then acquired by Smith Micro, Stuff It Deluxe has continued to add features and improve its lossless compression capabilities. Though the need for compression isn't nearly as great in this age of large hard disks and fast internet connections, not to mention Apple's support for zip archiving within macOS 10, Stuff It Deluxe remains useful for large numbers of Mac users. For those who can't quite understand this, the mere fact that it remains a flagship product of Smith Micro's consumer group should be sufficient evidence that many Mac users do rely on it. Most notable among the changes in this version, Stuff It Deluxe 2009 adds support for new technologies in macOS 10.5 Leopard. Thanks to Quick Look support, Leopard users can now look inside archives without having to expand them first, a major boon. This works within the Finder, Mail, or any other Quick Look-capable application. Similarly, you can preview archives while browsing in Time Machine. And, although unrelated to Leopard, new support for Google's MacFuse file system utility lets users mount any browsable archive type in the Finder as though it were a disk. It's unclear if Stuff It Deluxe 2009 has particularly different compression capabilities, but the program does offer optimized compressors for common file types, including MP3, PDF, iWork files, Microsoft Office files, and more. It can losslessly compress even JPEG images up to 30%. One new capability is duplicate folding, a way of saving space within an archive by storing only a single copy of duplicate files. It's likely to be most helpful to those who rely on Stuff It Deluxe's scheduled archiving capabilities as part of a backup routine. Duplicate folding is yet another instance of how Stuff It Deluxe views compression as happening to a collection of files rather than merely to each individual file in an archive. Also new is support for expanding 7-zip and segmented zip archives. In total, Stuff It Deluxe 2009 can now expand over 30 compression formats. DropStuff, one of the major utilities that makes up the Stuff It Deluxe 2009 package, and is itself the bulk of what Smith Micro sells as the Stuff It Standard 2009 product, has been enhanced with additional customization options. Sets of compression formats and other options can be saved as desktop droplets, enabling users to create different types of archives quickly via drag and drop. Another utility, SEA Maker, lets users create macOS 10 mini installers. It's not new, but what is new is its remote payload feature that lets SEA Maker retrieve the parts of an installer from an FTP site or iDisk. DropStuff, with help from the Stuff It Scheduler utility, can also automatically transfer archives to your MobileMe iDisk, making it potentially useful as part of a backup strategy. Stuff It Deluxe 2009 costs $79.99. Stuff It Standard 2009, which comprises DropStuff and the otherwise free Stuff It Expander, costs $49.99. And Stuff It Expander 2009 remains free. Upgrades to Stuff It Deluxe 2009 from any previous version of Stuff It Deluxe or Stuff It Standard run $29.99, and upgrades to Stuff It Standard 2009 from previous versions cost $14.99. macOS 10, 10.4, or later is required. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and while I don't make use of a huge number of Stuff It Deluxe features, I do find that it's just the best way when you actually want to make an archive where you care what's in the file, in the archive, and where you're not trying to just sort of deal with it, I don't know, in this black box the way macOS 10 does. Black box is fine for simple quick stuff, but when you're really doing file distribution, you really want to know what's in that archive and you want to be able to see inside it. And for that, Stuff It Deluxe rocks.